Tantor Audio presents The Movement of Stars by Amy Brill, narrated by Carla Mercer-Meyer. It is chiefly from the comets that spirit comes, which is indeed the smallest but the most subtle and useful part of our air, and so much required to sustain the life of all things with us. Isaac Newton. A great soul will be strong to live as well as strong to think. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Part 1. April 1845, Nantucket. 1. Crosshairs. Hannah bent over her notebook in the half-dark of the tiny room at the top of the house, squeezing the remainder of her entry onto the very last lines of the page. 3:04 a.m., 12 month 4, 1845, she wrote. Unable to resolve nebulosity around Antares, object side at 22 degrees north has not reappeared. Further observations obscured by clouds. As if to underscore her failure, the candle at her elbow sputtered and died. For a moment, Hannah sat in the dark, fighting the urge to hurl it across the room, and closed her eyes. Mastering her emotions had been as much a part of her education as long division and multiplication. She hadn't thrown anything, or stomped her feet, or wept in public in over 2 decades. But now, at 24 years of age...